Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. Equity futures are ticking up slightly, but yesterday was a real head fake, wasn't it?
A total reversal. We hit fresh record highs on the S&P and NASDAQ right after the bell, and then a broad retreat. What's the mood out there?
The mood is cautiously optimistic. We're seeing some buy the dip action, definitely fueled by all this talk about potential rate cuts. But after yesterday's fade, traders are on edge.
And speaking of rate cuts, the Fed is front and center. There are reports that the list of potential new Fed chair candidates is down to 5.
That's right. The names floating around are Vice Chair Bowman, Governor Waller, Kevin Hassett, Kevin Warsh, and even Rick Rieder from BlackRock. A final decision is expected by January.
And Governor Waller was already out this morning saying he still believes rates need to be cut, but carefully.
Carefully is the key word. He noted that GDP growth is strong, so they can't be reckless. It really sets the stage for the one piece of economic data we actually get today, the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey, at 10 a.m.
Right, with the government shutdown still ongoing, that's one of the few fresh data points we'll have. Let's look at some of the big overnight headlines. There's major news on the geopolitical front.
Absolutely. A ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza has reportedly been ratified. Both sides have declared the war is over, which could bring some stability to the market.
And a big story for the tech sector. The Senate has passed legislation to limit artificial intelligence chip exports to China.
This is huge. And we're already seeing the follow-through. There are reports that China will begin customs restrictions on NVIDIA chips specifically. This directly impacts names like NVIDIA and the broader semiconductor space. Traders need to watch that sector very closely today.
Let's shift to earnings because we've got some big movers. Levi's is getting hammered pre-market, down around 7%.
And this is a classic sell the news situation. They beat on earnings, beat on revenue, and even raised their full year guidance for 2025.
So what gives? Why the big drop?
It's all about the immediate future. Their guidance for the fourth quarter, the current quarter, came in below what the street was expecting. That's what's spooking investors this morning.
Got it. On the flip side, we have Elastic, or ESTC, which is soaring, up over 10%.
A completely different story there. They raised their revenue guidance and announced a $500 million share buyback. That's a combo the market loves to see. A real confidence booster.
Okay, let's zoom out. What's the broader technical picture telling us? Are there any key levels traders should be watching on the major indices?
Definitely. The market is showing signs of consolidation. For the SPY, the big resistance level to watch is 673.50. If we can break above that with some real volume, we could see a nice run. The support level to hold is 668.
And for the tech-heavy QQQ?
Similar story. Keep an eye on 613 as resistance and 607.50 for support. The key here is that while volatility is low, there's this underlying tension. A break of these levels in either direction could trigger some bigger moves.
And what about sector rotation? Where's the money flowing right now?
We're seeing clear strength in technology and industrials. That suggests traders are positioning for growth. On the other hand, energy is looking weak, and consumer staples are acting, well, defensive. It's a mixed bag.
So with all that in mind, what's the key takeaway for someone getting ready for the opening bell?
The primary indicators are bullish, but with a strong note of caution. The percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average is actually bearish, so there's a disconnect. Swing traders should be looking for stocks that showed strength late yesterday, high volume, closing near their highs. Think biotech, AI, and hard assets.
And be careful with those material and industrial names facing headwinds from the China news.
Exactly. Maintain tight stops, manage your position size. It's a market where you need to be nimble. I'm keeping an eye on a name like RGTI for continuation, and maybe something like PLTR for an anticipation play.
Excellent insight. So, to recap, futures are slightly up, but the market is cautious after yesterday's reversal. All eyes on consumer sentiment at 10 a.m., the Fed chair drama, and major developments in the AI chip space. Watch those key index levels closely.
That's a playbook for today. It should be an interesting session.
It certainly will be. That's all the time we have for now. Thanks for tuning in to the Morning Dose. Have a great trading day.